This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with Apostle Tebow and Prophetess Tebow. This broadcast airs every Friday on My Gospel Soul at 12 p.m. Central Time. Bustin' Loose in Faith is a Seed of Faith evangelistic outreach ministry. We come to bring you word, praise, and inspiration. We want you to remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Make sure you share this show at 347-826-9424. Bustin' Loose in Faith ministers would love to hear from you. Now, let's get into our broadcast with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow, right here on My Gospel Soul.
That made it possible for us to be in right standing with God. We just hope and pray that there's something through the teaching tonight that will touch your heart and give you encouragement just to keep going forward in the things of God. Sure, we're in a pandemic. Sure, we are still taking vaccines and all this stuff. But still, God wants us to be about our Father's business. He wants us to still go beyond the four walls of a building or a house, amen, to the byways and the highways, and compel people to come to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. People of God, time is wrapping up, and this is a time like never before for us to be busy and doing our Father's business. Here in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12, it says, "Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believer in words, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, and in purity." So people of God, we are called to lead by example, for the believers as well as the unbelievers. Child of God, possessing your life is of greatest importance, is for us to be, have virtues that portray Christianity. Yes, child of God, possessing your life is of great importance in serving the law as being a co-worker with God, with Jesus. The agape love, controlling the life, a disciple, brings glory to God. The agape love, I'm talking about God's love, a love that passes all of our understanding, a love that's unselfish, a love that hallelujah, that go the extra mile. So, beloved, we are called to lead by example. To lead by example often provides the means by which God uses to come down in power, in God's power, Holy Ghost power. Child of God, through repentance and faith in Christ, we can lead by example. People is looking at our lives. People around us, our family, our friends, even our neighbor. If we portray to be a Christian, and we portray to be Christ-like, you are being watched. You are being watched very closely. Hallelujah. So all things are possible with God's help in our lives. We need him to intervene. We need him to help us, because there'll be times when we'll be faced with things that we don't know how to maneuver. God will help us, lead and guide us if we are led by his Holy Spirit. Those that are led by the Spirit of God are sons and daughters of the Most High God. So people of God, strong leadership is always crucial to any successful project or organization. A very important characteristic of a great leader is that they represent what they teach and believe. I'm going to say it again. A very important characteristic of a great leader is that they represent what they teach and believe. Yes, we are called to lead by example. For example, the Apostle Paul says in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 11, verse 1, "Be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ." Here, Paul was an example of what he taught. Likewise, when we look at Jesus' life, our supreme example, he was tempted in all points, as we are, yet without sin. Beloved, a leader doesn't have to be perfect, but he or she needs to be faithful and have integrity. Yes, we are still work a work in progress. We are still, hallelujah, we are still being perfected in our walk with the Lord. So we, as believers in Christ, as leaders that have been placed in a position to represent Christ, we need to be serious about what God has called us to do. The Bible says examine ourselves to make sure that we're in the faith. Prove our own self. Yes? Another example when we look in the Word of God is about Nehemiah. In the book of Nehemiah, chapter 5, verse 14 through 19, it shows an example of Nehemiah's unselfishness. Moreover, from the time that he was appointed to be their governor in the land of Judah, from the 20th year, even unto the 2nd and 13th year of the king, that is 12 years, Nehemiah and his brethren have not eaten the bread of the governor. But the former governors that had been before me are chargeable unto the people and have taken of them bread and wine, besides 40 shekels of silver. Yea, even their servant that ruled over the people. But so did not I. This is Nehemiah. Because of the fear of God. Yea, also I continue in the work of this building the wall of Jerusalem. Neither bought me any land, and all my servant Manasseh did it unto the work. Moreover, there were at my table 150 of the Jews and rulers, besides those that came unto us from among the heathen that were about us. Now that which was prepared for me and daily was one ox and six choice sheep. Also fowls were prepared for me, and once in 10 days store of all sort of wine. Yet for all this required not I the bread of the governor, because the bondage was heavy upon this people. Think upon me, my God, for good according to all that I have done for this people. Here, Nehemiah, we see that he had returned to Jerusalem, and the walls of Jerusalem were broken. And Nehemiah put it within his heart to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. And he brought it before the people. And the people in one heart, one mind, and one accord had a mind to work. They started working and rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem. While there was some that was around them that was laughing and mocking about the building of the wall. Some even said they're building the walls and eventually it's going to fall apart. But Nehemiah and the people had a mind to work. Nehemiah was determined with the people to complete the task at hand. Nehemiah was called to lead by an example. He was a strong leader. Nehemiah did his share of the work on the wall, and he gained no mortgage of land through lending money and grain. All of this was done at Nehemiah's own expense. Nehemiah set forth a picture of the labor of love, as he also set an example of unselfishness for all the people to see. as a leader, we must do what is required that others may look upon us. First of all, not to be slothful, to be willing, ready and able to assist on the task. Nehemiah was extraordinarily, again, for his entire first term as governor of Judah, which was 12 years. Nehemiah did not take any salary or allowance from the people, as was the custom at that time. Neither did Nehemiah allow any of his relatives to take any food allowance. Nehemiah was willing to sacrifice for the good of his people. He was called to lead by example. He gave an example of what Christianity should represent. He gave an example of what a leader should do. In other words, he should be first to do so people can follow and do as they see him do. Remember what the Apostle Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Yes, even the Apostle Paul, when we look at his life, he refused to take any pay for his preaching. So he continued to make tents as his lifestyle for living. He worked it with Priscilla and Aquila. Hallelujah. I think I'm right, Bible scholars. Amen. He lived with them. And he was a tent maker. So he kept working in order to provide for his living. So he was called to lead by an example. We here in 2021, everybody want to get paid. How does people? Everybody want to get paid. Everybody. From the choir member to the choir director. Everybody. From the preacher to the assistant pastor. From everyone, the secretary, all the way to, hallelujah, the janitor. Jesus was an example, set example. I'm reminded what Jesus said. When somebody approached him and said, I'll follow you, Jesus said, foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of God don't have anywhere to lay his head. In other words, Jesus was portrayed as being a homeless person. But everywhere he went, the needs were taken care of. People would invite him in. Even made it, how do you deal with shelter him? Jesus is our set example. We should look at the example of Nehemiah, of the characteristics that he took upon himself to be a blessing to the people instead of being a burden. So, beloved, true Christians must make sacrifices for others. True Christians must make sacrifices for others. Anyone who is integrated into ministry is making some sort of sacrifice, because it's all about God and his kingdom. It's about God's kingdom business. That's why we can't be selfish. We have to be selfless. We have to take on the mindset that if God have blessed us, let us become a blessing to someone else. Instead of giving a hand out, let's give them a hand up. Some believers in Christ, Nehemiah, he was very sensitive to the needs of the people. He looked beyond their needs. He looked beyond their faults and saw the need. Nehemiah was sensitive to what the people were going through because he cared about people. That's what ministry is all about. We must be, the church must be like a hospital to minister, to bring healing to those that are wounded. Leaders, we need you all. Be afraid to roll up your sleeves and work alone. with the people we are called to lead by example. We are called to be hallelujah on the front line, to be on the front line with, to set the example of what Christianity is all about. Beloved, we need leaders who know how to organize, but also who is willing to lead the way by being an example. Nothing discourages workers more quickly than a leader who will not even pitch in and help to get the task done and help to work. Again, beloved, if you want to be an effective leader, if you want to set the example, you must learn to lead by example, as Nehemiah did. Nehemiah also had a fear of God present in his life. People of God, I'm reminded of this guy by the name of Walter J. Kissimmee, Jr., who talked about the fear of God in his book entitled Ecclesiastes Total Life. This fear that he talks about, it is not an attitude of terror. It is instead a commitment of total being to trust and believe the living God. Bible says in Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding, all of our ways, to acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. You see, I'm talking about the one who fears God, who fears everything that God has given us, who is not willing to fall out of favor with God, a person who is a true worshiper, one that wants nothing more than to know the living God in an intimate way, and to submit to his will. Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, tonight we are talking about leading by example. We are reminded again of what Ephesians 2 and verse 10 says. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. If God prepares us, he prepares the one that he have called. We have many are called, but few are chosen. This is the time for us to be about our Father's business. This is the time for us to be empowered with power from on high, that we may reach out in the highways and the byways and to compel people to come. Yes, remember, in the New Testament church, in the book of Acts, it talks about it, that the church was started through a prayer meeting. The church was started after the disciples of Christ got in power with the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. They were led in one heart, one mind, and one accord. I'm also reminded about Peter. Peter, the one that had turned his back on Jesus. Peter, the one that said that he would never turn away from Christ. We know the story. He repented. Jesus, after he came, first one he asked for, where is Peter? Peter, after he had a one-on-one conversation with him, Peter repented of his sins. And Jesus told him, he said, feed my sheep twice. And then he told him, feed his lamb. Peter repented. Peter got filled with the Holy Spirit. He preached the message. And 3,000 souls in one service got saved. Peter was used mightily for God by being his mouthpiece, his hand and feet. And we as disciples of Christ, we as followers of his, are living in a time in the season in 2021 where we are needed to go forward in the things of God. Yes, the hope that lies within us is looking on to Jesus as the author and finisher of our faith. Here tonight, we are thankful and grateful for the word of God. The word of God will not return to him void. The Bible says, Jesus, that God goes to and fro looking for those that dare to believe, for those that will take him at his word, that will stand in the gap and intercede for God's people. The Bible says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, let my people, which is called by my name, which is humble themselves, seek my face, pray, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal the land. The word of God says in Romans 10:13, but whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. There may be one or there may be someone who need the sound of my voice tonight. After hearing the word of God, after hearing the teaching tonight, that we are called to be, to lead by example. We are called for such a time as this. We are called to be God's mouthpiece, his hands and feet. We are called to go, you know, how in the byways and the highways and compel people to come to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If that's you tonight, and you know the Lord have teaching of the word of God, then the word of God have touch your heart. Open up yourself to God. Open up yourself to Jesus Christ and let him be your Lord and Savior. The Bible says in the book of Hallelujah that once we repent of our sin, you may be torn from the flow of come to God just the way you are, that he will intervene and touch your life. The first step is to repent of your sin, to let him know how sorry you are. Come to him in humility, on bending knees and bow down head, looking on to Jesus. That's the author and finisher of your faith. Looking on to Jesus, who made it possible to be the one, the mediator between God and man, who shed his blood for the remission of our sins, that we could come back to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to be in right standing with God, the Father, the one that created us. The word of God says, after we repent of your sin, then you make a confession of faith and of belief based on Romans 10:9-10. That says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, believe in your heart that God hath raised Jesus from the dead, for with your heart you believe on the righteousness, and with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. Yes, where sin abound, the grace of God abounds even more. The word says that he that wins souls is wise, let him be wise in the circle, homeless as a dove. From this night forward, in Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, God is good and worthy to be praised. And we just thank him and we just praise him tonight for his goodness. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much for joining us this evening. We appreciate your support. We'd like for you to share the number 347-826-9424 with your family and friends and have them join you as you join us every Tuesday and every Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you share show them your interest in what you are hearing, I'm sure they'll want to join. We would appreciate it. If you have questions, comments, topics you'd like to hear discussed, we'd love to hear from you. Write to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana 70509. Please address your correspondence to Dudley, D-U-D-L-E-Y, Tebow, T-H-I, B as in boy, E-A-U-X as in x-ray, or Lisa Tebow. And that address again is P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 7-0-5-0-9. Again, join us every Tuesday and Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time by calling 347-826-9424. Thank you so much. God bless. Have a great evening, and we hope that you'll be able to join us again on Friday evening. The Lord bless, the Lord willing. Have a great evening. We love you, and so does God. God bless you.